Yes, sir? What the hell are you doing here? It's all a bit complicated, sir. Here, let me help you up. Vimes shook him off as he tried to help him to his feet. I got this far, thank you. I think I'm capable of standing up, he said, and forced his legs to support him. You seem to have lost your trousers, sir. Yes, it's the famous Ankh-Morpork sense of humour, growled Vimes. Only, Angua will be back soon, Sergeant Angua's family, Captain, are in the habit of running around the woods in the snow, stark naked. Yes, sir, but I mean, you know, it's not really... I'll give you 5 minutes to find a clothes shop, shall I? Otherwise... Look, where the hell are all the werewolves, eh? I was expecting to drop into a heap of snarling jaws, and now you're here, thank you very much, and there's no werewolves. Gavin's people chased them away, sir. You must have heard the howl go up. Gavin's people, eh? Well, that's good. That's very good. I'm pleased about that. Well done, Gavin. Now, who the hell is Gavin? A howl went up from a distant hill. That's Gavin, said Carrot. A wolf? Gavin's a wolf? I've been saved from werewolves by wolves. It's all right, sir. When you think about it, it's not really any different from being saved from werewolves by people. When I think about it, I think perhaps I was better off lying down, said Vimes weakly. Let's get to the sleigh, sir. I was trying to say we have got your clothes. That's how Angua tracked you. 10 minutes later, Vimes was sitting in front of a fire with a blanket around him, and the world seemed to make a little more sense. A slice of venison was going down very well, and Vimes was far too hungry to bother that the butcher appeared to have used his teeth. The wolves spy on the werewolves, he said. Sort of, sir. Gavin keeps an eye on things for Angua. They're old friends. The moment of silence went on slightly too long. He sounds like a very bright wolf, said Vimes, in the absence of anything more diplomatic to say. More than that, Angua thinks he might be part werewolf from way back. Can that happen? She says so. Did I tell you he came all the way into Ankh-Morpork? A big city. Can you imagine what it must have been like? Vimes turned at a faint sound behind him. A large wolf was standing at the edge of the firelight. It was looking at him intensely. It wasn't just the look of an animal sizing him up on the level of food threat thing. Behind that stare, wheels were turning. And there was a small but rather proud mongrel at his side, scratching furiously. Is that Gaspode? Said Vimes. The dog that's always hanging round the watch house? Yes, he helped me get here, said Carrot. I just don't want to ask, said Vimes. Any minute now, a door's going to open in a tree, and Fred and Nobby are going to step out. Am I right? I hope not, sir. Gavin lay down a short distance from the fire and started watching Carrot. Captain, said Vimes. Yes, sir. You'll notice I haven't pressed you on why you're here as well as Angua. Yes, sir. Well, said Vimes. And now he thought he recognised the look on Gavin's face, even though it was on a face of an unusual shape. It was the look you got on the face of a gentleman lounging on a corner by a bank, watching the comings and goings, seeing how the place worked. I was admiring your diplomacy, sir. What? Said Vimes, still staring at the wolf. I appreciated the way you were avoiding asking questions, sir. Angua walked into the firelight. Vimes saw her glance around the circle and squat down on the snow exactly halfway between Carrot and Gavin. They're miles away now. Oh, hello, Mr. Vimes. There was some more silence. Is anyone going to tell me something? Said Vimes. My family are trying to upset the coronation, said Angua. They're working with some dwarfs that don't want... that want to keep Uberwald separate. I think I've worked that one out. Running for your life through a freezing cold forest gives you a bit of an insight. I have to tell you, sir, my brother killed the clax signallers. His scent's all over the place up there. Gavin made a noise in his throat. And another man that Gavin didn't recognise, except that he spent a lot of time hiding in the forest and watching our castle. I think that might have been a man called Sleeps, one of our agents, said Vimes. He did well. He managed to get to a boat a few miles downriver. Unfortunately, there was a werewolf waiting in it. It was a waterfall that did it for me, said Vimes. Permission to speak honestly, sir, said Angua. Don't you always? They could have got you any time they liked, sir. Really, they could. They wanted you to get as far as the tower before they really attacked. I expect Wolfgang thought that'd be nicely symbolic or something. I got three of them. Yes, sir, but you wouldn't have been able to get three of them all at once. Wolfgang was having some fun. That's how he's always played the game. He's good at thinking ahead.